Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
A report being tabled at Regional Council today recommends turning our expressway into a toll road. The tolls would be in effect between the Northfield and Trussler exits at a cost of 50 cents per kilometer. Works out to about $12.50 if you're taking the entire trip between Northfield and Trussler. The money collected will be used to help pay for our light rail transit project.
Well, somebody's got to pay for it. Nothing's free.
It's going to cost almost $1 billion, so it's going to be interesting to see what Regional Council does with this.
So if I take the expressway both ways each day, I'm going to pay $24?
$25 per trip. It's 50 cents per kilometer, and it's about a 24K trip, $24.25. So yeah, $24.25 bucks is going to cost you.
This is going to anger people.
Probably.
This is going to incense people.
You tell me one decision a government makes that doesn't incense people.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who is this?
Hi, Jen. I just want to ask Mike a quick question about that toll expressway. Is that I only got a partial of it.
Yep.
Is that a for sure thing, or is that just on the table?
That's on the table this afternoon at Regional. Actually, probably late this morning. But yeah, it's on the table today.
Jeez.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
You sound like you're in your car now. Do you drive a lot?
No, I'm actually in my work truck, but I drive quite a bit, but I got to take the expressway to work, right? But that's quite, I just went and renewed my license, and that went up an additional $8 to $98, and next year it's going to be $108, and probably the next year after that, who knows, $116, but I mean, it seems like, you know, all us people that are driving cars and everything, we're getting nailed with everything.
All that's going to do is make people go on the side roads. You know, like on the city streets, and then people are going to have something else to bitch about.
Well, one of the other ideas is to get people onto the LRT instead of on the highway or the road.
Well, that doesn't always work, though. Like, I live in St. Jacobs, and I work in air.
You know what? That is really bumming me out, that toll.
Well, you drive to Toronto every day, don't you?
Yeah, I do. You know, I get on in Northfield, and I drive, to the flyover. I guess that's where that toll would end for me.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of commuters. Well, if that's adding an additional $20 every day.
A day? That's like smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's right. And, you know, the light rail transit is not an alternative for me. It doesn't go to Toronto.
Everybody likes to laugh at those who aren't in on the joke. And everybody likes a good prank every once in a while.
Especially today.
Today is the day for pranksters everywhere. Some people just, they kind of fell for it.
They fell for it hard.
But not everybody fell for it.
You realize what the date is today, right?
I do realize what the date is today.
Yeah, nice try, guys.
When I first heard you guys on the radio, I thought, what the hell are these people doing? That's more than it costs to go in the U.S. I'm standing here getting ready, and I look at my husband, and I went, that's a damn April Fool's joke. And he goes, they got them good.
April Fool's.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
When I was wondering if the LRT thing is April Fool's joke.
Who is this?
Tamron.
Tamron, you're smart girl.
Yeah?
Yeah, you really are. Actually, you're smarter than all the grown-ups. Go to school today and say, I figured it out and none of the grown-ups did.
Okay.
April Fool's.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.